Another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to visit with Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm working hard just like you are. Are you getting ready for the holidays?
Right. It's a busy time of year around here and kind of everywhere. So.
Yeah, with a bunch of little kids like you have. It's probably might be a little stressful at times, huh?
Right, exactly.
is that what we're going to talk about this morning?
We are, yeah. Right. Some tips to kind of prevent holiday stress and kind of cope with depression, and also to ways to keep up some healthy habits.
Okay, great. Perfect timing for that with the holidays upon us here. So,
right.
I'm just going to turn it over to you, Dr. Nolte, and help us out here.
Sounds good. So, you know, certainly in a kind of a normal year, the holidays can be more stressful, and, you know, people can have more anxiety or depression around the holidays, too, especially if you're, you know, not with loved ones or missing loved ones. You know, with the COVID pandemic the last few years, I think those emotions and anxiety, depression have been significantly increased for a lot of people. So just wanted to chat today about a few things that we can try to do to help kind of prevent some unnecessary stress and kind of cope with depression. So one of the biggest things is to kind of acknowledge those feelings, right? You know, it's okay to not be okay. I know that's kind of the slogan. But it's okay to, you know, feel anxious or depressed, and, you know, acknowledging those feelings is a really great step at getting the help that you need. Reaching out to family members, friends, church members, community members, anybody that you trust who can be a good support system for you, whether, you know, that's in person or a phone call, or just someone there that you can talk to if you're feeling overwhelmed or needing help with something. I know it's hard for a lot of people to ask for help, but that's certainly so important to do. Being realistic around the holidays, you know, not everything's going to be perfect, and certainly, you know, if you can't travel like you want to travel or see the people that you want to see because of the pandemic or, you know, illness or whatever, finding new ways to get in touch, whether that be Zoom or phone calls or anything, you know, just to kind of keep that holiday spirit alive is okay too. Trying to set aside differences within family members. I know there's, you know, not always agreements between families about certain topics. So, you know, just kind of maybe staying away from those controversial topics over the holidays.
Yeah, and don't talk politics, right?
Exactly. And just enjoying each other's company. You know, hopefully everybody's able to be together. And so just enjoying that, you know, without having to bring up those differences is a good idea to help release or reduce any stress. Sticking to a budget can also help reduce or prevent stress, you know, so you're not overspending or worried about, you know, spending too much on gifts or food or, you know, going to holiday parties or other events. So just setting a budget and sticking to it can be a good way to help kind of prevent that unnecessary stress. Planning ahead kind of goes along with that too, you know, making sure that if you have events going on that you have things kind of planned out, so it's not kind of rushing at the last minute. And with that too, you know, saying no, you know, if you're kind of feeling overwhelmed, you have a lot of things to do, you know, it's okay not to go to all of the Christmas events or holiday events or you know, saying no and setting those boundaries is important as well. Try not to abandon some of your healthy habits. You know, I know that the holidays, it can be quite indulgent with all the goodies and, you know, drinks and things like that. But trying to keep some of those healthy habits can just generally help you feel better throughout the holidays. You know, certainly everything in moderation is fine, and you know, I like my Christmas cookies too, so, you know, having those is fine, but just making sure that you're, you know, continuing to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, drinking plenty of water, getting outside and getting that fresh air, getting exercise. I mean, we've had beautiful sunshine these last few days, so, you know, getting outside and enjoying that can really help reduce stress. Taking time for yourself is also important, you know, taking a breather. It's a busy time of year with everything going on, so really taking the time that you need for yourself or, you know, for your family just to kind of regroup is important. And then, you know, certainly if you're really struggling, you know, asking for help, getting professional help, whether that be, you know, here in the clinic or a counselor or anything that you need, you know, we really encourage people who are struggling to reach out for help and get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, very, very good advice there, Dr. Nolte. I know some people have lost loved ones this year, and maybe the first holiday without your loved one around the table or something can be pretty painful. And how would you suggest, you know, how do you approach that, or how would you deal with something like that?
Right, right. So, I mean, I think that's totally normal and expected to have that sense of grief or loss, you know, for that first holiday or, you know, the first Christmas or, you know, without a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, understanding that it's okay to be sad or to grieve during the holiday. You don't have to always put on a brave face and smile, you know, just because it's the holidays. But I think just acknowledging that and not trying to suppress those emotions it can be very helpful.
Yep. And like you said earlier, it's okay to not be okay, right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
And certainly, you know, if you are getting together with family, you know, we certainly encourage you to make sure that you're feeling well, that you're healthy, you know, you're taking good precautions with washing hands and wearing masks if needed. So we'd really, you know, put that plug out there, too. If you're not feeling well, then please stay home.
Stay home.
Don't risk getting anybody else sick.
Exactly, right. All right, did we cover everything there, Dr. Nolte?
I think that's everything.
Very good. And I'll take some of your advice personally here, and I'll put it into practice this holiday season. So.
Sounds great, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Nolte.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yep, that's Dr. Maria Nolte from the Madison Healthcare Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.